Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful and the blessed account of your death, burial, and resurrection as found in your word in all four Gospels. Lord, thank you for the fact that you loved us with such a great and tremendous and eternal love, that you were willing to come into the world to live, to die on the cross to pay for our sins and rise again from the dead and make a way for us to be saved. Father, help us to never, ever, ever take for granted all the sacrifice, the extreme sacrifice you went through because you loved us enough that you wanted to make a way for us to have eternal life and spend all eternity with you. Set us on fire with a passion to spread this wonderful, wonderful, blessed news in everywhere and in all the ways you would have us to as your church. We thank you and we praise you for the privilege of partnering with you in order to do just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your presence. Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you so much for the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you so much for guiding us even now. Father, we come to you in these moments to ask you what's in your heart this morning. Father, what are you up to? What are you doing? Where can we love and where can we partner with you? Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, day two of our spring share-a-thon. And our theme this share-a-thon is pour your spirit out. And our foundational scripture is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, which tells us, For I will pour water on the thirsty land, and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring, and my blessing on your descendants. Again, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. And we're grateful how that people have opened their hearts and opened their wallets as well so generously thus far during Share-a-thon. And so we're grateful to be on day two, and things are going as well as they are. The number to call if you'd like to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go to AFR.net to give online. Again, that's AFR.net. Thank you again for being a part of our spring Share-a-thon. Please pray much for the Lord to anoint these final 2 days of our Share-a-thon and use it to bless and encourage many, to draw people to Christ, and just to do a perfect work in their hearts. We're going to listen to some testimonies from listeners right now.
Hello, this is Brandon in Bentonville, Virginia, and I feel incredibly blessed to have discovered American Family Radio, in which I believe that God introduced into my life during the pandemic. While searching for truthful insights on the radio, I stumbled upon AFR and then only found myself seeking God's Word. As a police officer, I spend most of my time on the road and find comfort in listening to AFR during my daily travels. And it's had a profound impact on my way of thinking. AFR has introduced me to stand up and for the truth and righteousness, and I feel a calling to serve the Lord and spread His message. I've recently joined a local Baptist church with my wife, where we're raising our three sons with Christian values. I want to express my gratitude for all that this ministry is doing, and I feel divinely inspired to share my testimony, praying that this ministry will continue to expand its reach to new listeners. May we remain faithful stewards to God's blessings, recognizing that forgiveness is humanity's greatest need. And may God's people discover the truth of salvation through His Word, a gift made possible by Jesus our Savior. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Taylor. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Arkansas. I just wanted to say that for a period of time, I was very lost and addicted to drugs, highly addicted and living out on the streets, homeless. My own mother and father had to turn me away at times when I'd asked to spend the night in their home. It was a difficult thing for them to do, but eventually God got a hold of me and they began to allow me to use their vehicle to go to work because I got a new job, and they had it on AFR and I would listen to it every day. And Abraham Hamilton helped me to find out there was a better purpose for me, and I started to give my life to the Lord and gained a relationship back with my own children, and I have custody of them to this day. God has completely eradicated any drugs and alcohol from my life, and I live my life for Him now, and I listen to y'all faithfully, and I'm very grateful for the changes y'all helped me make in my life through your ministry. Thank you, and God bless you.
My name's Joyce, and I live in Cleveland, Arkansas, and I just want y'all to know every morning I listen to your station on my way to work, and it gives me so much joy and fills my cup, gets me through my day. I work at a sheriff's office, and I see so much bad in the world, but I do see good in the world, and I just try to make a better place. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks for listening to American Family Radio. We're in the midst of our spring Share-a-thon, and again, we do appreciate you tuning in. Isaac is going to share with you the number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge during this, our spring Share-a-thon.
To make a pledge, you can call us at 877-616-2396. Once again, that is 877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. And this is Founders Day as a part of our spring Share-a-thon schedule, and we're seeking to honor our founder, Reverend Don Wildman, who's gone home to be with the Lord, but whose legacy of faith continues to bless the world in many, many ways. We're going to listen to a recording of Reverend Wildman at this time.
Has God directed this ministry? I think He has, despite all my faults. Again, I say, we don't have a five-year plan. We go from day to day. We try to keep enough money on hand to support the ministry. And if there's opportunities that come along, then you'll have the funds to fulfill those opportunities. And go back to my budget creation. What you do, you spend less than you take in. You do that, you'll be okay.
Thanks again for listening to American Family Radio. Again, this is the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And keep in mind, every person that chooses to become a prayer partner with the ministry makes a difference. We do appreciate you praying daily for the overall ministry of the American Family Association. In particular, the American Family Radio, the Christian Radio Network, which is one of the divisions of American Family Radio. But every prayer partner is so, so important. So we appreciate you taking the time to pray. But also keep in mind, each person that gives and has chosen to pledge thus far during the Share-a-thon, and those that have given in the past, we do appreciate what you're doing. And remember, the kingdom of God is built one seed at a time. And every gift, whatever size it might be, is a seed. It's a seed that helps to build the kingdom of God. And, you know, sometimes a big mistake that any or lots of believers may make is sometimes they may think, well, I'm not in position to give a big gift and I can only give this much. And, you know, sometimes a person may think, well, I can only give $5, $10, or maybe even a single dollar. Keep in mind, God can do so much with one seed. God can change the world with one seed. Never underestimate the power of a kingdom seed. So whatever gift you may choose to give, we invite you to prayerfully consider giving that gift, pray over it, and give it, and see what God may do with that. Lord, thank you again for all of our listeners, all those that have given so far. Thank you for others that are prayerfully considering giving, and thank you for others that definitely are going to give. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of giving. Help us to recognize that you've called us as believers to be faithful in giving our tithes and offerings to your kingdom and to your work and your will. Help us to faithfully support the local churches that we're a part of, to faithfully support ministries like the American Family Association and many other missions, ministries, and organizations that are out there that are building your kingdom and getting so much done. Lord, stir us to know that every time we give of our time, our talent, or our treasure to your kingdom, every day makes a difference. No day is a day to be wasted. Help us to be about your business faithfully each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Isaac is going to share the number again for those that would like to call in to make a pledge.
So to call to make a pledge, you can call at 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. And I love this theme, that pouring out God's Spirit, and you really can't separate that from walking in the Spirit. So Jesus had the Holy Spirit poured out on him, and then everything he did was in the Spirit. So what we're encouraging you all to do is to seek what the Lord is doing. God, what are you working in? Who are you loving? What are you asking me to grow in? What are you growing in my own life? And we want you to partner with God and see where his Holy Spirit is moving and walk more and more with him.
Amen. Preach it, Isaac. All right. Praise the Lord. That you're exactly right. A beautiful theme. Pour your spirit out. And the foundational scripture, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Again, Isaiah 44, 3. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. the tear down wall. And every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight. That every wrong would be made right. There is power in this room. Oh, I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is. There's life.
Hello, my name is Catherine, and I'm from Alger, Ohio. Several years ago, I tuned in 91.5, coming from Delphus. My home radios were all set to this station, and they have been on full-time, day and night. In 2021, my husband had a blood clot hit his brain, causing a stroke. I was determined to keep him home where things were familiar and he knew love. I had some help from the Veterans Comfort Keepers 2 days a week and later on from hospice. For 3 years, I watched as dementia gradually took away his abilities, and all the while AFR kept my spirit filled. I praised God for the strength I found as I would steal away and listen. Your station greatly ministered to me all through those years, and I am so thankful you are there. God bless you richly, and thank you.
Good morning, AFR. This is Wayne Sherrill. Thank you for what you do, to be able to be informed, current events, what's going on. Thank you for those good Americans all across this country, in church and government, that are willing to stand for what's right. Thank you for keeping us informed. God bless you and this country.
My name is Michael, and I got arrested in 1985, and I got out in 06. For many years, I had lived a wild life, and after I got arrested, I got saved, and I got into my Bible and just started listening to Christian radio and TV and American Family Radio, and it has blessed me, strengthened me, and was there for me through the hard times. It is something that God has used, and I recommend it highly. Don't be afraid to give unto it, because you will be blessed too. Have a great, wonderful life in Christ Jesus, and don't turn no matter what. Stay strong in Jesus.
You're listening to American Family Radio. This is day two of our spring share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you listening in and being a part of it. Our theme is Pour Your Spirit Out, and our foundational scripture is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Isaac is going to share the number for you to call in or to give or how to go online to give as well.
So you can call in to give at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. That's afr.net.
Amen. Amen. We are, again, on day two, and today is Founders Day, the day in which we're honoring our founder, Reverend Don Wildman, and I think of some just many memories I have of Reverend Wildman. He hired me directly back in 1993, and I had the privilege of being a part of the radio staff when we had one single station, and God grew the network to where now I think we have right about 180 stations, and God did that. And by the grace of God, Reverend Wildman had the vision to see that long before it came into full manifestation. But again, he was a big-hearted person, loved the Lord and loved people and a very kind-hearted person as well. We're going to listen to a recording from Reverend Wyman at this time.
Is America in the pits morally? It sure is. Is there any kind of visible ray of hope out there that's going to be any different? I don't know. But I tell you what, it surely won't be if everybody quits. Who knows what God's going to do through American Family Radio or through the American Family Association? You know, one of these days, with all the new technology, we just might have as much influence on our culture as NBC. That's a foolish statement, isn't it? But wait a minute, technology's out there, and it's going to change. The internet literally is going to change our society. Mm-hmm. I've seen the change since I began this ministry 23 years ago. Then there were three networks, and they told you when Walter Cronkite said that's the way it is, then that's the way it was. It didn't matter if he was lying to you, that's still the way it was. And everybody thought that's the way it was. But the communications has changed now, and we're developing a presence on the internet, mm-hmm. as well as radio. If you will do what you can do, God take care of the rest mm-hmm. of it.
Again, we're in the midst of day two of our spring share-a-thon, and today is Founders Day, and that was a recording from our founder, Reverend Don Wyman, who's gone home to be with the Lord. But again, a legacy that continues to impact our community, our nation, and the world, even to this day. Again, to call in to make a pledge to help us with our spring share-a-thon, Isaac's going to tell you how to do that.
You can call in to give at 877-616-2396. Once again, that is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And Pastor Joseph, I just wanted to say that with what he was saying, like, absolutely. Are we in trouble right now? Yes, America needs some help.
A lot of help.
But it's hilarious him just flipping the tables and just saying, but, you know, things would be a lot better if we just stopped, really, though. But with this theme of God pouring out his spirit, I don't think man in his own strength can overcome sin very well. Mm-hmm. But man with the Spirit of God, the same Holy Spirit that empowered Jesus, that is Jesus, him empowering us, whenever we show up to just apply ourselves, whenever we show up pursuing truth, God's ways and scripture, and walking with God, and then trust in him to be our strength, then that's when the tables turn. That's when the tables turn.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, during Lenten season, something, Isaac, I think of, I really want to encourage every listener, take the time to read all the passion accounts found in the four Gospels. You know, there are four different accounts in each Gospel, and one might wonder, well, why do we have to have four? Well, each Gospel helps paint a more vivid and beautiful and extensive picture of who Jesus is, what he was willing to do, and what he did do to make a way for us to spend all eternity with him. I'm going to take time to read the resurrection account from Mark chapter 16. But during this Lenten season, please take the time to read through all the passion and resurrection accounts. It'll bless you tremendously. Mark 16, starting at verse 1. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now when he rose early on the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After that, he appeared in another form to two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verses 1 to 20, the entire chapter. Lord, thank you again for the privilege of being able to read, study, and meditate on this account, all the accounts of your resurrection as you rose after you rose from the dead. Lord, thank you for the eternal life that we have right now because you did live and die on the cross and rise again from the dead. Father, help us to grow in our understanding of how important it is that we get saved and come to know you and then live passionately and faithfully for you as disciples, following you, serving you, and being vessels through which your Holy Spirit can work. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our Spring Share-a-thon. This is day two. This is Founders Day of our Spring Share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you listening and being a part of our listening family. The number to call in to make a pledge is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And Isaac, would you share one more time our theme for this Spring Share-a-thon?
Our theme for this Spring Share-a-thon is pour out your spirit, that God would pour out his spirit on these dry bones and bring us into life. I had our pastor say something this Sunday during our service that really stood out to me. He talked about how we were dead in our sins, and he paused and said, "Not bad, dead." And he said that we needed resurrection life. What does Jesus do? He rose from the grave, and he said, "I bring resurrection life. I'm the bread of life. I'm living water." It's not so much that we just need to be better. It's that we need the Spirit of God to bring us to life, that we need him to empower us to do things that are of God's kingdom. We can't go off and do them on our own. We can't just go off and be better. No, we need God to bring us to life.
Amen. Amen. I once heard a statement that kind of bears that point out. It's very beautifully. This individual said that God didn't come to make bad people good. He came to make dead people alive. And that's exactly what he does. Praise Amen. God. Again, the number to pledge and make a pledge to help us carry out the work and the mission of American Family Association. That number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear some more listener testimonies as well as hear another recording from Reverend Wyman. And if our time permits, have in mind to share an article also entitled Four Gospels and Four Resurrection Stories. And as I mentioned, I would encourage you individually and as couples and as just whole families, parents with children as well, please do take the time to read through all the accounts of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It's mainly the last two chapters in each of the Gospels, except John, it's the last three chapters, basically. Well, chapter 21 is actually on the other side of Christ's resurrection. But taking the time to do that is powerful and very edifying. And remember, each Gospel, reading through all of them, helps paint a much bigger and much more detailed picture or portrait of the wonderful and blessed person, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the greatest king that ever walked the earth, but also the greatest servant that ever walked the earth, was willing to come and live and die on the cross for us and make a way for us to be saved. Isaac, would you share that number one more time?
You can call to make a pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
We'll be right back.
Yes, my name is Tony Smith, and I'm a pastor in Calhoun, Louisiana, west of Monroe, Louisiana. AFR is such a blessing to me and to my family, and I just want to thank God for all of you. Every program is great. I especially love Brother Bert, Brother Alex, and I also love today's issues and just so many other programs, but thank you all for doing what you do, and please give to this great ministry.
My name is Jim Cranack, and I'm calling from Westerville, Ohio. Just appreciate so much American Family Radio and all that you folks do. It's been a blessing to me. When I retired in 2012 from corporate America and had time on my hands, and a lot of times I'm not driving or going to a part-time job I have, I listen to you folks all the time, and you're just such a blessing, and you take a stand for biblical values, and I so much appreciate all that you do, and I am a small monthly contributor to the program, and just again, thank you so much for all that you do.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just call to leave a message. This little ministry of the Kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alec McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman, and the whole family. And I wanted to say thank you because you guys give me things that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you.
We're on day two of our spring share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, and our theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. The theme scripture is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." And Isaac, share with our listeners that number to call as well.
Yeah, you can call to make a pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And I wanted to mention, guys, so I've got this passage pulled up from Luke 12, verse 48, the second half of it. When someone has been given much, much will be required in return. And when someone has been entrusted with much, even more will be required. And so that the context of that verse is kind of a warning. But let's flip that into another perspective and look at it from another sense. If we are supposed to give in according to what we've been given, as you have faith, let's give. As the Lord has blessed you with whatever, give back. As he's given you relationships and opportunities, invest that back into his kingdom. So as we look at the Share-a-thon season, we don't just want to ask you to partner with us. We want to ask you to partner with God and his kingdom, wherever he's working, according to what he's given you. As he's given you faith, invest it back in, however he's led you.
Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. And, you know, I think of this, too, that, you know, just that last testimony. Now, you know, all the list of testimonies are powerful, every single one of them very encouraging and very inspiring to listen to as well. But the last gentleman that shared, he made a powerful, powerful point that money can't buy when the Spirit of God reaches through a person or a tool like American Family Radio. Money can't buy the way the Spirit of God will bless us. And, you know, our job as believers is to live in such a way that we're vessels that the Holy Spirit can reach through and bless people every day. And he's exactly right. Money can't buy that.
Absolutely.
That's the work of the Spirit of God. Praise God.
It's something deeper than just contributing money. It's a spiritual partnership of us partnering, working together for the work of the gospel to spread the message of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Again, this is Founders Day, day two of our spring Share-a-thon, and we're seeking to honor the servant of the Lord, Reverend Don Wildman, our founder. We're going to listen to another recording from Reverend Wildman.
Do you know two-thirds of the New Testament was written in jail? Yeah. Paul was in jail when he wrote it. He'd run out of town. Up in Damascus, you know? They built a basket, slipped him out by night. That was the first time, but it wasn't the last time that he slipped away. Wherever he went, he usually left the place in a riot or a revival, one or the other. But you know what Paul did when he got knocked down? He got back up. He got back up. That's what faith does. You get knocked down. You get back up. And you go again and again and again. Whether it's politically correct or not. Whether it's popular or not. Whether you're going to be successful or not. We don't always have control over whether or not we can be successful. We have total control over whether or not we can be faithful.
Powerful and encouraging words from Reverend Don Wildman. Isaac, share the number once again for people that would like to make a pledge to help with our mission behind American Family Radio.
You can call in during our spring Share-a-thon to make a pledge at 877-616-2396. Once again, that is 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to share at least a portion of an article, and if you'd like to get a copy, please do email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. The article is entitled Four Gospels and Four Resurrection Stories. Luke 24, verse 34, the Lord is risen indeed. The Bible is a compilation of 66 blessed and unique books. Among those books are four we refer to as the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each of these is an account of the earthly life and ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the key figure in all of the Word of God. He's present in all 66 books, yet again, the four Gospels share specifically about Christ's earthly life and ministry. Each of them shares a unique picture of the life of Christ. Each of them shares stories or instances in the Lord's life which may or may not be included in one or more of the other Gospels. Yet each of the four Gospels contains the story of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some might ask, why do we need four Gospels? And why, of all the aspects of his life, does each Gospel make sure to include the story of Christ's resurrection? These are important questions to consider. Why four Gospels? One very important reason is each Gospel is an account, a telling of the life, actions, and events of Christ, and each author shares his account from his own perspective. No two accounts are just alike. A reporter on the scene of an event may receive four very different accounts of the same event from four people he chose to interview. Similarly, the four authors of the four Gospels each share their unique point of view, and none of them tell their story quite the same. The four Gospels together paint a much fuller, brighter, and more detailed picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Each Gospel adds to our view details of Christ's love, his beauty, his greatness and fullness, Jesus the Messiah, our Savior, the Son of Man, the Son of God, and God. So those who read all four Gospels come away with a much more detailed, fuller, and richer picture of Christ than those who only read one of the four Gospels. Each Gospel tells the story of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. Each one gives an account of the events of his passion. They each include details of the times and events that led up to the suffering, humiliation, death on the cross, entombment, and his rising from the dead. So the story of the Passion of Christ is told four times through four different accounts. Once again, the question arises, why tell this story over and over four times? It can be difficult to read Christ's Passion one time. Why should it be told four times over with all the cruel and heavy details that each particular story reveals? Again, the four accounts paint a fuller, richer, and much more accurate portrait of the suffering, torture, and the harrowing treatment the Lord Jesus Christ endured, all because he loved us just that much. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit loved the world so much that they were willing to endure all of this so that we could spend eternity with them. Each Gospel shares truths that help us better understand God's amazing love for us as he paints the picture of the love demonstrated in the life of Christ. Each Gospel contributes wonderfully to the full picture we today have. Matthew's Gospel account of Christ's resurrection is found in Matthew chapter 28. The chapter includes the resurrection of Christ and the Great Commission. Here, the Church of Jesus Christ is told in no uncertain terms that our mission and priority is as the church now that Christ is risen. We are to go and make disciples. And for time reasons, we'll cut off there. But if you'd like to get a copy of the article entitled Four Gospels and Four Resurrection Stories, simply email us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. The number to call in to make a pledge if you'd like to help us during our spring share-a-thon, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. Isaac, share one more time our theme for this spring share-a-thon.
Our theme is pour out your spirit, asking the Father to pour out his spirit to bring us more life, to bring us more into his resurrection.
Amen. And that theme scripture is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. Again, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. We certainly hope that you will choose to be a part of our spring share-a-thon with your prayers and your gifts. as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you recognize that you need to give your life to Jesus Christ and be saved, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us now and fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord? Would you pray it with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to live my whole life following you. Help me to read my Bible every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please do get in touch again, joseph@afr.net. And once again, the number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge to help us with the work and mission of American Family Radio, the number to call, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.